T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Well, it's easy to think of illegal immigration as a problem that they have, you know, afar. Texas, New York, somewhere like that. But that's not the case. Welcome, Sheriff Hobart Lewis, Sheriff Greenville County. Hey, Sheriff Lewis.
Hey, good morning, Tara. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing good.
All right. So I've been hearing whispers of buses dropping people off in the Greenville area. Tell us what you know about that, and how many people a month you believe are being dropped off here who are illegal immigrants. They're being bussed up from the border.
This has been going on for months and months that we've seen here in upstate. And these are solid white charter buses with DOT numbers on the side. It's not like the Greyhound station we have over on Woodruff Road, like some may think. These are charter buses that come out of Brownsville, Texas. And illegal immigrants are processed by immigration. They get a ticket, get a court date, get on these buses, and apparently pay with the $400 gift card that we give them when they come across the border. The bus driver takes that card and allows them passage on this bus, and it makes multiple stops as these particular ones come up the East Coast, make multiple stops throughout South Carolina. And that's our concern. We know they stop in other states, but the bus usually has an average of about 50 people on it. Sometimes they'll make stops and we may see 25 or 30. We may see it full, but they'll stop at different locations throughout here, Greenville and Spartanburg, for sure, that we know of. And I've worked very closely with Sheriff Wright. He's very concerned about it. We've had numerous conversations. And we see, if you just add up the 50 per bus, and these are only the ones that we see that come in during the week, you're looking at 1,400 people a month passing through the upstate. Some get off, you know, and go into these convenience stores and stay here, and some get back on the bus. And we have contractors who wait in the parking lot for them, trying to hire a lot of Latinos that get off the bus. But we don't see too many what we think are Asians, Chinese nationals getting off these buses. They seem to be moving in other parts of the country. As we know, they're coming across the border now is certainly more well-known than ever because the election's coming up. But this has been an ongoing issue, and it just seems like, obviously, with the election coming just a couple months away from the primary, this is becoming they're more outspoken about it. So it's a major concern for us here in the upstate.
I had an incredible conversation with him last night about what he is seeing. We think illegal immigration, that's places like New York, that's places like Texas, but a surprising number are coming through here. Welcome back, Sheriff.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. And I mentioned China one time and you see what happened.
So. Yes. Yes, it did. Okay, so a lot of people have been texting me about these buses. They're seeing buses across the upstate that appear to be dropping off migrants. You know something about that. Tell us.
I know a lot about it. We've been tracking this for several months, and we have a number of buses that stop here. They come up 85, with 85, 26, obviously 95 in the lower part of South Carolina, Highway 25 here in Greenville. I've had numerous conversations with Sheriff Wright in Spartanburg because of those stops occur in our two counties. And some of those folks get off the bus and stay in our area. We don't know where they go after that. and some of them get back on buses and I guess continue on up 85. It's not just a problem here, but these folks are coming here and they have already been through immigration. So I know on the text line, somebody said, you're the sheriff, do something about it. It's not quite that easy because they already have a court date or a hearing scheduled with immigration, and it may be 2 or 3 years from now. So they take their free cell phone, their gift card, they're out in the United States doing whatever they want to do. You know, chances are they're not going to show up for that court date. With a lot of the Afghans, Pakistanis, Chinese nationals, they are going to show up. This is an easier way for them to get into this country, coming across the border, getting on one of these buses. It's much quicker than them going through the immigration process. So it's a huge problem.
Now,
There's nowhere to put them once, you know, if they're not breaking the law, obviously, then it's too late. But we've seen murders occur across this country and, you know, people get arrested, they get put in prison, they go to court, they do all those things. That's just a small number of folks.
Now, the number that you gave me before we got cut off in the beginning of the show or this hour, you said 12 to 1400 that you know of coming right through this region every month. That would be 15 to 16,000 a year at that rate. I mean, those are just mind-blowing numbers. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you do the math on what the buses carry, the occupancy level of the buses that come through, just say it's 50 people.
Illegal immigrants.
Right. That's the number we're coming up with. That's minus the driver, obviously. But yeah, it's a lot of people. And that's just what we see coming through on just 85, our part of the country here, Anderson, Greenville, Spartanburg. That's not counting, you know, other places. I mean, these aren't the only buses coming out of Texas or Eagle Pass or Brownsville, those places. So, they're spiderwebbing out across the country.
Now,
Governor Abbott obviously is doing a great job, you know, trying to fight this battle at the border. But once they pass that point, what are we doing here? You know, what our back's kind of against the wall.
You told me last night that you're seeing, in addition to a mix of Hispanic individuals, you're seeing people from where? Tell us again.
We have Afghans. We have them from Pakistan. Obviously, China. I mean, they're extremely large numbers. It's, most people, when they think of immigration, they think of Latinos, you know, coming here to take minimum wage type, maybe cash only jobs, whatever the case. That's not what is happening now.
These are illegal immigrants. They are being dropped off. Just to recap, for those of you tuning in, we're talking to Sheriff Hobart Lewis of Greenville County, South Carolina. They're being dropped off here on buses. Those are just the ones you know about. So that's $15,000 to $16,000 a year, potentially. Okay, so tell us what you are trying to do something about this. Tell us what you're trying to do in terms of state legislation that you need.
We are. Actually, Representative Thomas Beach brought this up and called several sheriffs and is working hard to give the sheriffs the same authority the South Carolina Transport Police would have under federal guidelines for transportation to stop these buses. And actually, you know, if we confirm they're transporting illegal immigrants, we can seize the bus. Issue them a citation. So Thomas Beach and both Representative Burns are working to get this legislation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.